Potato growing season has been a very good one compared to the 2014. We have as much seed breakdown and things like that, and yields have been higher than what we've expected.
Stuart Greenhill's higher yields at Wesley Vale have led to surplus potatoes outside his contract with Simplot. In other seasons, that would normally create problems, but not this year, as sassafras grower Matt Ryan explains.
There's always a sanction of what they want for the season, and this year what they also did was put a productivity clause into the contracts, which meant that you could deliver up to 5% over your contracted tonnage as a productivity buffer for everybody putting effort in to get productivity gains.
Matt Ryan is on Simplot's negotiating committee with the Tasmanian Farmers and Graziers Association. He understands why some growers would find it difficult to deliver surplus potatoes for several hundred dollars a tonne less than the contract price.
Well, it's a difficult one and we'd all love to get full price, but the reality is that the company contracts a certain amount to meet their markets, and over and above that they may have to quit product out at a lower price or they may have to pay extra storage. You know, in an ideal world, we'd be able to sell everything we produced at the full price, and that'd be great. But the fact is that there's probably a challenge there for the company to take and to handle and to process extra potatoes over and above what they've budgeted for and what their markets have allowed for. So they would be seeking to purchase those surplus potatoes at a lower price so they can deal with that in the market accordingly.
Stuart Greenhill says in his case, a lower price is better than the alternative.
Dumping them, I would think, or putting them into the fresh market at probably a low price because they're not really a fresh market variety, as we know when we plant them. So, yeah, it wouldn't have been an easy sell. The good thing about a contract is that you can work out your growing costs of that contract at the start of the year. And if you get into the surplus above 5%, well, it's like cream. And so you're probably not going to get full price for that, with that much surplus.
Would you like to see this arrangement put in place on a more permanent basis?
Oh, definitely. It's a great thing for us. Like, it's always frustrating in the good years when you've got surplus stuff and you can't get rid of it. And these are good negotiations by both sides, and hopefully it's worked out well for both sides.
Well, I wouldn't like to say at the moment where we're at. Obviously, those negotiations are sensitive, and it wouldn't be appropriate for me to say either way where we're at the moment. Hoping that we'll maintain a pretty reasonable position for potato growers in Tasmania that are growing for Simplot.
Simplot's Ulverston factory will shut down at the end of this week for routine maintenance. Matt Ryan says with harvest finishing up, it shouldn't cause too many problems for growers.
Most of the potatoes will be harvested out of the ground by then. There'll probably be a few left. The company has indicated that they're willing to take the surplus potatoes, which I believe there's about 4,000 or 5,000 tonne of, spread across around about 20 growers, and they will do that after they've finished intaking all the contracted potatoes for the season. So it might take a little while, but they have indicated that they'll take the surplus potatoes.